At this time, the call is being recorded. Thank you.
Thank you.
Could we have a roll call, please?
Absolutely. Good morning, good afternoon to everyone. On today's call, we have Bo Brendler, Elisa Cooper, Siva Muthusamy, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Michele Nalon, Paul Diaz, Evan Leibovich. From staff, we have Margie Milam, Glenda St-Géry, Liz Gaster, Marika Konings, Heidi Ulrich, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. If I can also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking. Thank you. Over to you, Bo.
Okay. So I still don't have the agenda up in front of me, but just to briefly start out, we have a limited amount of time to move now from looking at the input that the regional organizations had to completing the document. So whoever's first up on the agenda, go ahead. Who is first up on the agenda?
Ed Bo, this is Margie. I think where we left the call last time was that we were going to get input from Evan and from Cheryl Langdon Orr on bargain busting and what kind of improvements would be appropriate for the summary of the the summary document that Sam had talked about and is on the screen right now. So maybe we want to talk to Evan or Cheryl if they want to perhaps give their comments verbally. I'll take notes and then try to send out a revised version of this document.
Okay, this is Evan. I guess I can go. I've got a couple of comments. Generally speaking, the document is pretty good in the form it's at. I have one stylistic comment and one process comment. The stylistic comment goes to where we are starting with the enumeration on the second page, where it goes into sort of bullet form 3.2.1.1, the name of the registered name being registered. I would suggest actually putting the section number in brackets after the text point. So the name of the registered name being registered, and in brackets 3.2.1.1 as a reference to the RAA. We're trying to do a plain language description of what's going, and it's sort of like the references should go afterwards, not right at the beginning. That's just a style point. In terms of process, what I personally would like to see this happen here is that we don't have something that goes to the GNSO and then gets voted on and gets set in stone. I would like to have something where, in fact, we put this up on a wiki or a website that invites continued community suggestions and enhancements to the document, basically to enhance the wording of it, not necessarily to change what exists. We've already made the discussions on the aspirational document, which is basically being moved elsewhere. What I'm talking about is this factual document can still have a continual process of improvement by exposing it to the community. So what I'm asking this group to do is, take this document, take it as it is. We can make minor changes, but essentially take it in its current state and put it up on a website, make it publicly accessible so that there can continue to be improvements to it that will improve the wording of it. That's basically my point that, obviously this has to go back to GNSO Council or whatever process was envisioned for it, but I would like this to actually be, in a certain way, a start of a process where the community can continue to put clarification and better wording into it. We're also going to find, I think, that you're going to find community members adding to things like translations and other enhancements.
Okay, Michaela has his hand up. I think actually that we owe the GNSO Council a document literally like tomorrow, so I'm not sure we can certainly put this up and have people comment on it, but in terms of the deadline, I think we're pretty close.
Sorry, Bo, can I just answer that?
Yeah.
And just saying, I don't have any problem at all with having a deadline to be met to go to GNSO Council. I'm just saying I don't want that to be the absolute end of a process where we have something set in stone forever.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm asking for.
Okay. I saw Michaela's first and Margie also. So first.
I'll let Margie go first, please.
Okay. Sure. I mean, to a certain extent, the deadline with the GNSO is not one that's set in stone. I know with the subgroup B team, they'll be producing a report after Nairobi. The deadline was really related to if we wanted something to look at and have a discussion on in Nairobi, but I don't think we're really there yet as a group. If you feel that you need a little more time to get this right, let's just tell the GNSO that we'll be issuing the report after Nairobi, and then we can do the work that Evan suggests.
Margie, actually, what I had in mind was the basically putting up of a living document that wouldn't even necessarily have a specific deadline on it, but could continue to be enhanced until the RAA is changed. Why must there be any deadline, even a moving deadline, on it? This is meant to be a factual explanatory document. I don't think we ever need to put a time on which, okay, this is finalized and forever cannot be changed afterwards.
Well, I think we actually, Michaela would be able to speak to this to a degree because he's a registrar. I do think that there is a need to have a document in print that registrars can link to as part of the current RAA. Is that's correct, Michaela?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was going to say. But I think the thing I think is really a case of trying to meet Evan somewhere in the middle. I don't know. Paul is also on the call, so he might have something to say about this as well. I mean, my understanding, and Margie or somebody from staff might be able to correct me on this, is that the document is something that the registrars are meant to present to their registrants. So from a kind of purely practical logistics, how the hell do we do this type situation, I'm trying to see how that would work if Evan's idea of a living document were adopted. Now, whereas, say, for example, with respect to future RAA amendments, that's obviously not an issue. Evan, please, Paul has got his hand up as well. I'm just seeing it just as a kind of a... I understand exactly what Evan is saying. I mean, I don't disagree with what he's saying in principle. I'm just trying to work out how that would work in practice.
Okay.
Paul Diaz has got his hand up. Can we go to Paul and then to Evan?
Sure. Okay, thanks, Bo. And I'm just curious to see what Evan's idea is. I see he started writing it up in Adobe Chat. But I just need to echo what Michaela is saying. From the perspective of a registrar, we need some document at some point in time that we can say, look, here's a version that the community is comfortable with, and that is what registrars will link to, what will be made available. Certainly I understand, the point we don't want to arbitrarily, artificially cut off debate, community input, et cetera. With that said, of course, I mean, we do need to have some point in time where we say, this is pretty solid. Let's move forward on it. I mean, registrars, the good guys, the folks that are here, and quite honestly, most of the registrars in the registrar constituency in particular, we're all interested and supportive of the process, but we do need to have some sense of, okay, where's the end point? Where do we reach a point where we have something that we can work with, look towards? It can't be completely open-ended for all time because... that almost becomes pointless. We'll never have anything to point to. People wonder if we're even making any progress.
Now, this is Bo. I'd have to say I actually sort of agree with that. But, I mean, if there's a way to make, if there's a way to make a document snapshot, if you will, that's current and remains, the same for a period of time while the living document goes on in the background and people can make changes or observations to that with the understanding that given what the actual text is being used for, it's not practical for anybody for it to just be up there and keep changing. Evan, what's your idea? I see you have an idea in the
Okay, and it is exactly the kind of hybrid, I think, that is being suggested. The idea that there is something that is sent to the GNSO, agreed to, that becomes release one, that is then set in stone and pointed to as required. While that is happening, somebody, some group, is then charged with being custodian of any further work that goes on. At a certain point where there is substantial enough changes made, then that goes back to GNSO for updating as required.
Okay, Margie, I think, is next, and then Paul.
Yeah, sure. I just wanted to echo what Paul was saying. You know, because the contract requires a document that the registrars are linked to, I think that you know, we will need to have something set in stone, but I don't disagree with the hybrid approach. If we want to have that as a useful tool to identify what additional changes might be, you know, appropriate. And even the document that the registrars would need to link to, that could be updated once the REA amendments, are in effect.
Paul, your hand is back up.
Yeah, just to follow on with Evan's idea, this hybrid approach seems perfectly reasonable. Also remember, coming out of the long acronym, but the working group that's looking at the PDP process overall, one of the important recommendations, or clarifications, I should say, is that working groups build into the process and build into the bylaws recognition that there will be some sort of review to judge the effectiveness of the policy work, the recommendations, et cetera. And we might leverage that move here so that it's well understood that whatever is put forward as recommendations, there will be some period of time, I think most people are thinking over a 12-18-month period, where there is a group with staff support that's constituted to look at, is this working? And so it'll be built into the bylaws that there will be this opportunity for ongoing community assessment. You know, and then at the end of that period, if there are things that are still glaring omissions, problems, et cetera, GNSO can constitute a new working group to address them. So in some ways, I think Evan's hybrid approach is basically what's going to be appearing in the bylaws in the relatively near future anyway. So we may all be in agreement here.
Okay. Well, that sounds to me like we're fairly close to agreement. So what do we need then? What process needs to happen at this point in order for us to come to a version 1.0, if you will? What is the idea on that? Oh, there's three. Wait, does Margie still have her hand up? No, it doesn't look like it. What is the process that we need to undertake then to finalize a version 1.0 of this?
Is everyone okay with my suggestion about moving the actual numbered references to the end of the text?
I have no problem with that.
I have no problem with that. It makes perfect sense to me.
I have no problem with that. Okay. Cheryl has her hand up.
Am I unmuted?
You're unmuted.
I was just saying that my particular points that I'd made with Heidi and that I was planning on speaking to today were all about those text points. I think linking them to the end of the text is fine, but the other thing I did want to, which is in the chat base if anyone bothers to look at it, yes, I'm in a bad mood. If we could, any reference to parts of the RIA could be hyperlinked to the relevant section of the RIA will also aid in readability.
Certainly would, yes. Did you want to, Cheryl, did you want to take any additional time to...
No.
No, okay. So hyperlinks then. So we have a request to move the notations to the end and to hyperlink various terms. What is the procedure for that? Is that something that someone within this group would like to take on? I mean, I could do it. I don't know if staff can do it. Is that what we need to do? We need to establish that? Do we need to ask Hans for volunteers?
Bo, it's Margie. Staff can handle that.
Great. That's great. All right. So then let me ask one more time, since everyone's here. Let's ask one more time if there are any additional comments that need to be made to any additional comments or revisions that need to be made to this document other than moving the footnotes, adding hyperlinks before we have a version 1.0. Okay, that's good. So it sounds like as soon as staff has made those two changes in this document, we'll have a version 1.0. Do we need to convene on the phone to discuss that version 1.0, or can we, in theory, have it ready for the GNSO for Nairobi or before?
I think the suggestions that are being made on this call are sufficiently minor that I think the draft can be sent around in email, probably informally approved that way, and we may not need another call on this.
I would be up for that, as I'm sure everyone else would, since it's getting close to Nairobi. What do we think? Going once, going twice? I don't see any hands up in the queue. Okay, great. Then the process will be staff will make these changes. I will take responsibility as appropriate to email around this version 1.0 and pending the feedback on that. Sending it to the at-large list. We will have a document ready. Does that sound good to everybody? Okay. Well, I think that was pretty good progress. Anybody have any questions?
This is Evan again. I'm going to make a suggestion. I don't know if this is considered radical, but once this group presents its version 1.0 and then tosses maintenance off to some custodial affair like we were discussing earlier, maybe the suggestion is that Sub A at that point should disband and then Sub B should actually become the RAA committee, because I don't know if it needs to be split from that point on after Nairobi.
I'm not sure that it does either. And I think actually that may be the intent. Plus, there's also the RAA working group that's part of at large. So maybe I'm not present for the working group B meetings, but has anyone expressed any sort of a idea or plan for an ongoing relationship between the RAA working group, such as it stands now, and this subteam B? Apparently not. Okay. Well, great. Then this looks like a point at which we may be able to wrap up these calls. And the next thing that you will hear from Michele and I will be an email of the text with the changes to it that should consist of our version 1.0. Sound good?
Perfect.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bo?
Yeah.
Can I just mention one thing? Sorry, I just got my hand up. In Nairobi, there will be a discussion in an ALAC policy call on Tuesday, the 9th of March, on the Aspirational Registrant Rights Charter. So anybody who is in Nairobi at that time is welcome to join that. And that's currently between 12:15 and 13:00. But the agendas will be up shortly.
Okay.
Heidi, Cheryl here. Would it need to be limited to those who are in Nairobi at that time, or will we be able to open up an Adobe room and allow for remote participation as well?
Absolutely.
Not knowing what time it is.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I mean, it's plus 3 UTC, so it might be unreasonable for humans.
Yes. Thank
you. Nairobi.
Yes, remote participation will be possible. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
At this time, that will conclude today's conference. You may disconnect.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you for your attendance.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
thank you.